Climate Change Activists Hold Funeral for Defunct Glacier in Iceland. By Thomas D. Williams, Ph.D. on August 19, 2019. Icelandic officials joined climate change activists Sunday in bidding farewell to the nation's first extinct glacier in what was touted as a funeral service for the ice mass. The ritual, attended by around 100 people, weaved together poetry recitation, moments of silence, and ardent political speeches about the crucial need to battle climate change, which has been blamed for the demise of the Öskjökull glacier. The service was attended by Iceland's Prime Minister Katrín Jakobsdóttir, Environment Minister Guðmundur Ingi Guðbrandsson, and former Irish President Mary Robinson. Ms. Jakobsdóttir took advantage of the occasion to attribute the loss of the glacier to the climate crisis. "We see the consequences of the climate crisis," she said. "We have no time to lose." Icelandic geologist Otter Sigurdsson officially declared the Öskjökull glacier inactive in 2014 when he determined that snow was melting before it could accumulate on the cap, and there was not enough pressure accumulating to keep the glacier in motion. But on Sunday, Sigurdsson brought a death certificate to the memorial service to bring attention to the climate crisis. A plaque, written in both English and Icelandic, was placed at the spot by children to commemorate the event. It reads, "OK is the first Icelandic glacier to lose its status as glacier. In the next 200 years, all our glaciers are expected to follow the same path. This monument is to acknowledge that we know what is happening and know what needs to be done. Only you know if we did it." August 2019. 415 parts per million CO2. The author of the plaque's inscription, Andris Nær Magnusson, told the BBC, "This is a big symbolic moment. Climate change doesn't have a beginning or end, and I think the philosophy behind this plaque is to place this warning sign to remind ourselves that historical events are happening, and we should not normalize them. We should put our feet down and say, okay, this is gone, this is significant." Anthropologist Simon Howe of Rice University in Houston said last month that the memorial to Öskjökull marks the first ever monument to a glacier lost to climate change. "By marking OK's passing, we hope to draw attention to what is being lost as Earth's glaciers expire," she said. Iceland's concern for its ice masses stands in stark contrast to its approach to other ethical issues. In 2017, Iceland boasted of a nearly 100% abortion rate for babies who test positive for Down syndrome. "We don't look at abortion as a murder," said Helga Sallolofsdóttir, who counsels women who have a pregnancy with a chromosomal abnormality at Landspítali University Hospital. "We look at it as a thing that we ended." Follow at Williamsrom.